Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Credit rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works. An oil change, tire rotation, and more. For $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers. A huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
See Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all of your commercial truck needs. They also have all the parts you would need and a great service department. See them at BroadwayTruck.com or at their location just off of Broadway.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for anytime. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Hey, what are we going to do? Just kill the music. Just
right.
Kill it. You know what? Because my son's on the phone, and I... P, are you there?
Hold on a second
here. Hang on. I got to punch him up here.
There he is.
P, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, let me explain something. We're going to cut the music short here. This, today... is a big, big day in our family. This is my very first day to be a grandpa, okay? And I know anybody who's seen a picture of me going, there's no way that guy's a grandfather. He looks
right.
Too young. Please welcome to the airwaves my son, Austin. Brand new dad, brand new papa.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Father of Carson John Pinion.
Thank you very much.
So this just happened like moments ago.
About 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, how's mom, okay?
Oh, yeah, she's doing good. She's actually, she's giving me a glass of iced tea right now because I'm pretty tired.
That's hard work.
Yeah. Through all that labor, we've been here 2 days. So
yeah,
I
you know what?
That's
the least. She had a C-section. The least she can do is get up and get you some iced tea.
Really?
You got to be exhausted.
I am. I tell you what.
And, you know, this is a huge day.
It's hard. They have no idea.
No, this is a huge day. Did you watch the whole deal?
I did, but they don't let you on the other side of the curtain.
They did me.
How many years ago? I don't know. 30.
That was a lot of years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched you. I watched your brother, and your sister was C-section, and I actually watched that whole thing in video. They don't let you do that anymore.
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw that. I was scarred as a child.
Yeah. So now see, the comedian.
He's funnier than you.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. But you have to get used to this thing like being called dad or daddy. That's going to seem weird for a while. It's kind of like when you get married.
Well, the kids won't be able to talk for a while.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but, you know, and then you have to answer the question, what's it like being a dad? You know, you get that question about...
You won't know for a while. You'll know in a few years. You'll really know. So what was the weight?
9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Holy moly.
And I saw the picture you sent me. What a scrotum on that kid.
That's what I said. I said it as soon as he was delivered. I said, is that normal?
No, I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable. Just like his dad and his grandpa. It's unbelievable.
Good genes. That's what I told him.
Well, the genes won't
fit.
Well,
usually you don't want the big, you want the other part to be.
Need some three-legged genes by the time he gets older.
That's right. Well, congratulations. And everything changes now. Our whole life changes. This grandpa thing, everybody I know is a grandparent. And I don't know. It's weird actually for me because I don't think of myself as somebody's grandfather. Which is why we've made a family decision that I'm not to be called Grandpa. We have the names. It's Grumpy for me.
Grumpy. Okay.
Instead of Gramps, Grumpy, because I am Grumpy. And my wife is G. Grumpy and G. G for Grandma. So those are our names. Yep. And we got a nickname for him already because his name is Carson John. So we took the J-Lo thing, Carjo.
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 Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Going to be his name. Because I had nicknames for Austin here as P for Pee-wee.
Or CJ.
No, Carjo. No, yeah, CJ. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Carjo.
Yeah, you can't change it, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, stay out of our family.
All right.
Stay out of our family business.
Gonna, all right.
So you're in Jefferson City at the...
Capital Region Medical Center.
And this whole... I hope it's not too personal, that C-section thing. But you know what? I just tell people everything. That really we didn't see come until today, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been here since 6 a.m. yesterday morning, and yeah. Nothing was progressing, so I figured it was coming. So, yeah. Actually, it was great. I didn't have to worry about, watching it from the south side of,
of the clock.
Delivery, yeah. And yeah. It was quick. It was 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I got to think that's a pretty, and again, this is not fair because I didn't go through it, but in some ways easier than, boy, coming through the canal there. That,
mm-hmm. And the episiotomy.
Especially if you're 9 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, 21 inches long.
Way to go. I know you want to get back in there. So, like, how many relatives are there? Like 50?
Right now there's 9 or 10.
Yeah, that'll be more. That'll be more. All right, yeah. So your mom is there. G is there, right?
Yes.
You got to start getting used to calling her G. Yeah. And then your sister, I know she's there because she flew in. This is the thing. When somebody has a baby, women go nuts.
Oh, and your sister's an aunt now for the first time.
They go crazy. Boy. Yeah, they oh, man.
There were a couple of them crying and...
Oh, yeah.
It's a neat deal.
Your sister, she's been sending me texts all day. I can't wait to meet him. Like, she's going to shake hands with me. Hey, how you doing? You know, can't wait to meet him. You know, the picture I saw, his eyes are open already.
Well, you didn't have, and something else I was thinking about, text messaging and pictures.
Yeah.
You didn't have that back then. My phone is about to go dead. I mean, it's just exploding with, what's he look like? How big is he? Yeah. What's going on?
I remember we had to go down.
I must have 100 text messages.
And when you were born, we went down to the telegraph office and sent out.
Pony Express.
Do they still do the first photo stuff? Do you remember that?
I don't think so because I had a video camera, an iPhone, and a camera all right there.
That's a great question.
Haven't done it yet,
but so that's a great question. He's got a great question because with everybody and all this digital stuff,
I wonder if they need it anymore.
Yeah, but I bet they do it anyway. I bet they'll bring to the room and then they'll want to sell it to you. No, thanks. We've already got 500 pictures.
And you have a hard time.
If they come in with a Polaroid camera, I'll say, no thanks.
Yeah, and plus that picture will look, you don't even know if it's yours or not. It looks like every other baby in there. That scrunched up face and all that stuff. So every baby that's born there, eyes are blue when they're born. Is that right?
No, they're not blue.
They're not blue?
Not that I can tell.
Where did that myth come from?
Huh.
That all babies are born with blue eyes.
I don't know. Well, at least I can't see blue eyes, and I have blue eyes, so it's making me worry.
That's
probably nothing.
What color are her boss's eyes?
Brown.
Okay. Man, this is embarrassing. This is awkward.
Is he there?
Whatever it takes to get a raise, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, I'll let you go. You're exhausted. A big day. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, Pete.
We'll see you soon.
All right, father of Carson John Payne.
Yeah.
Austin. Big day.
That's awesome.
I'm telling the case of women.
Yeah.
Women. Between my wife and my daughter and everybody they've ever met, any other woman they've ever met in their entire lives, you just cannot believe the text. He's right about this texting, just flying around back and forth. Everybody texting back and forth. And women, it's kind of like they're just different.
You got that right.
Well, here, if somebody that I don't, that's not related to me. Let's just say, I don't know, somebody there at the, somebody, or somebody here at the station, down the hall, the guy's wife is having a baby. I'm not going to go insane over it. I'm not going to keep texting him any news. You know? We just don't do that.
No.
We don't do it. But, man, this has been going on for 6 months. And once she was about 3 months pregnant, you're kind of over the dangerous thing. Okay, well, this looks pretty good. The doctor says it's been nonstop. I mean, I was in a store the other day and I saw the cutest thing. That's the other thing they do. They get on and they start sharing and swapping. I saw these little socks and I saw these. We don't do that.
No.
I didn't say, I saw a neat little fishing rod. Although, The boys and I are going to get him Bass Pro. And I did it for the boys and for my daughter. I did a pink one for her and each one of them a blue one for not much money, like 10 bucks. You get a little first rod and reel.
Usually it's Mickey Mouse or something.
But no, their name's engraved on it.
Oh,
he'll
nice.
Have his name, Carjo. It'll be engraved on the reel. It's like $10 or $12. And I did one for her, a pink one, and the blue one for the boy. So I'm going to get him a couple of fishing rods with his name on
it. I can't imagine that this baby, and through his life, having you as a grandpa and your wife as a grandma, and is not going to be spoiled at all.
And he'll be insane. He'll be crazy. He'll be spoiled and probably crazy. And he's going to grow up dreading coming to visit us because he won't have anything to eat. Because my wife is not going to start cooking just because this guy's in the family.
Oh, that's right. Grandma, I love your pie.
Or he can't wait to come see us because he knows junk food. We're going out. We're going out to eat.
Yeah.
So that's the deal. The Playhouse today is brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And this is not really my way to do a commercial, but I've been given some vehicles and prices and all of that. And quite frankly, and I know this is in total disagreement with John, but I don't really believe most people care that much about this because I believe most dealers have, you know, within $10 or $20 of each other, the same prices. But I think it does give you an idea of the inventory. Chevy Cruzes as low as $13,900, Sonics $12,500, regular cab Silverados $15,900. And the all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month, that's a 36-month lease for qualified buyers. Now, I also have some information here. They've got over 200 Equinoxes. I think the plural should be Equinoxen, because ox is oxen.
Yeah.
So I think it's 200 Equinoxen, and Traverse is in stock. They have a brand-new 2013 Equinox list for $25,015. They priced it at $21,900. That's a brand new 2013. That's a good deal. It's not a gimmick. Everybody qualifies for that. And then that's enough. I don't want to do any more of that because I think what's really important is the experience, the car buying experience, something so many people hate to do, so many people dread buying a car. I don't even understand that. But I don't understand it because I love buying cars. I've loved it since the first one I got, which was a 69 Datsun, a 1969 Datsun. I knew they'd do that.
Wow.
Datsun 510 sedan. And I wasn't even there when it was actually picked up. My dad had to go get it and drive it in the rain to me at work because I worked since I was 11. So at 18, I was at work, and I had two jobs, and I couldn't even get off work to go get my own first car. So he had to go get it and bring it to me in the rain. You know what? What a thrill that was. And I've always enjoyed, even when it's a hassle, I've enjoyed the hassle. But it won't be a hassle. Johnny Londoff, and what you've dreaded in the past, you will enjoy, and that's the car buying experience, whether it's new or pre-owned. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, and in the words of John himself, are you kidding me? Just to get a little taste of what it would be like if he were here. All right, we have to talk about this woman who wants to be paralyzed. That you heard right. This is not a joke. Her name's Chloe Jennings White. She's 58. She's able-bodied. She's healthy. She wants spinal surgery to stop her legs from working. This woman is the sickest, maybe the sickest person I've ever heard of. There's a name for this. It's called body integrity identity disorder.
Wow.
BIID. And the people that have it literally believe they want to be disabled. She uses a wheelchair, even though she's perfectly able to walk, but she says that's not good enough. Here's her quote. My dream is to find a surgeon who will operate on my spine to stop my legs from working.
Wow. Oh, there's not a surgeon in the world that'll do that.
Well, no. She,
no, no. She found in 2010, she found a doctor overseas who was willing to cut.
Oh, my goodness.
Her sciatic and femoral nerves, meaning she'd lose all sensation in her legs, but his price was too high. $23,000, and she didn't have the money. What kind of scumbag would do that?
$23,000?
Now, she says this rare condition she has makes her want to stop walking. She says, I know I'll never be able to afford it. She actually hopes she'll be in an accident or something where she gets becomes a paraplegic. She says, I'm just like a transsexual man that has his penis cut off. It's never coming back, but they know that, and that's what they want. No, Chloe, no. You're not like that. You're nuts.
She tries to do dangerous sports and hoping that she'll get
Oh, yeah. Hurt. She says, something in my brain tells me my legs are not supposed to work. She bought a wheelchair on the internet. She finds one on the internet. She uses it every day. She says, the first time I sat down the wheelchair, it just felt so right. Like, wow. I belong. This woman is absolutely crazy. She says that she, when she was a kid, her aunt was in a bike accident and had leg braces. And she said, I remember as a kid going to visit her, and I wanted leg braces, and I wondered, why wasn't I born needing leg braces? And she was upset about that. She actually refused the polio vaccination at school, hoping she'd get polio.
Man.
And she says, I'd see kids in leg braces, and I dreamed that I would end up like them. So then she deliberately pedaled her bicycle off an outdoor stage that was set up, landed on her neck, and got some bruises, but then she got freaked out thinking, oh my goodness, what if something had happened to my brain? All I really want to do is sever my spinal cord and paralyze myself. So then she got afraid to do that anymore because she thought all she might do was mess up her head, but she'd still be able to walk. I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable
her
story.
Head's already messed up.
No, it is. Yeah. Honest to goodness, it is messed up. Yeah. You got that right. And then, if you're sitting there thinking, oh man, my life is so miserable. Well, it could be worse. Here we have a 27-year-old girl, Rochelle Harris. She goes on vacation to Peru and comes back and she starts having these headaches. And then she gets shooting pains down one side of her face and she hears like a scratching sound inside her head. Wakes up one morning and her pillow is soaked with some kind of fluid that leaked out of her ear. And she was with her boyfriend on vacation, and apparently what had happened is she walked through a swarm of flies, starts having these headaches, and all these other kind of weird sounds in her head. And they featured her ordeal on a Discovery Channel documentary called Bugs, Bites, and Parasites. So essentially what's happened here is these maggot-type things laid eggs. It's called the New World Army Screw Worm is the name of it. Laid eggs in her ear and hatched and are eating her flesh inside her head.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to Peru.
No.
I don't know. So there you go. You know, don't, if you walk through a swarm of flies, hold your head up high and don't be a, no, that's if you walk through a storm. I'm sorry, that's a different thing. That's a song. And congratulations to the Orthodox Jewish community. You now have a kosher lube for oral sex. It's not a joke.
Really?
Yeah, not a joke. Orthodox Jews can now participate in oral sex. There are 8 flavors. Now, I've still never really understood the kosher thing. I'm not supposed to. I'm not Jewish.
I saw the story. I couldn't figure out the lube for oral.
So. Well, because it says that Orthodox Jews, I'll read it to you. It says kosher certification is only relevant to the Orthodox Jews with regard to products they could swallow. And it says it's only necessary for the really God-fearing Orthodox Jews who are using something they might even unintentionally swallow. So, I mean, if you get that stuff in your... and you swallow, but you didn't mean to swallow it. You want it to be kosher. We're not making fun of anything.
How does something become kosher? Can't something?
I've never understood it.
I think it's just blessed.
No. I've heard that it's a certain kind of kitchen. I don't know. Yeah. We've been through this before, and we're too stupid.
We I think the manufacturing whatever products have to be blessed.
But here's the thing. The Jewish, Orthodox Jewish people are allowed to use non-kosher lip balm and lipstick. Couldn't you swallow some of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would think you would have to.
But can't somebody come in and make that part down there kosher for the guy?
I don't know what you're talking about. I do, but I don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
So it says a lot of Orthodox Jews have been waiting for the nod from the rabbis before using any lubes. Before that, since they were limited with what they could do with lubricants. This becomes more and more interesting as you read into it. Now, it says for hundreds of years, the Jewish religious establishment has been divided on whether oral sex is allowed in the bedroom. Still pretty taboo for public discourse, and the rabbis who've approved the lubes haven't spelled out who it'll actually benefit. Well, I know who it'll benefit. People who use lubes, that's who it'll benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Congratulations to you who are Orthodox. The Orthodox Jews are the ones that dress like in black and have the curly things.
Yes.
On the side. And long beards. I don't really see those people having any kind of wild sex. I don't envision it. Well, you know, you do.
Behind closed doors?
That's right. Behind closed doors, who's to say? And in USA Today, here it is. I cut this out because I am your advocate and your representative when it comes to cutting out BS advertising and warning you about things that are so obviously taking advantage of, in this case, senior citizens. And here's the full-page ad. And at the top it says, seniors set to get easy-to-use cell phones free. Seniors set to get easy-to-use cell phones free. And they show this cell phone with great big buttons. This is one of the greatest rip-offs. You get a free phone, and at no charge, you can call 911. Well, that's any phone.
Yeah.
You can charge. Yeah. And then it says, if you call within 48 hours, and I hate this when they do this, because a lot of older people buy into this. If you call within 48 hours, and only in 48 hours, you get this phone for half the regular activation fee, which means they'll activate it for $97 plus shipping.
$97?
So you're going to pay over $100 to activate this stinking phone. Boy, I hope a lot of old people don't fall for this.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. And I love this thing. In the ad, it says, safety research shows that 70% of Americans who own a cell phone have used it in an emergency situation. Well, that doesn't mean they call 911. It means they used it in an emergency situation. Hey, Bobby, can you come get me? I got a flat tire. It says it's important that seniors call right away to get this, because after this 48 hours, you will be charged $199 to activate your phone. It's a lot of scare tactic in
here. Wow.
Here's the best part. At the top of the ad, now keep in mind, they had to make this ad up, put it together, and give it to USA Today to print. Here's the first line after the headline and the subhead. The phone lines are ringing off the hook. Meaning the response, how could that possibly be? How could you print the phone line when you haven't given the ad to the paper to run yet?
Yeah, how do they
know? It's impossible. It's impossible. I told you before, I used to work for a business in St. Louis. I did some work for them. They would make up sale ads, clearance sale, warehouse sale, semi-annual sale. At the same time, they'd make up the ad and give it to the Post, ready to print the next week. Because of the huge success of our sale, we've extended it another week. They'd never even had the sale when they made the ad up. I'm telling you, I'm on fire when it comes to this.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the all-time great old jokes about three couples who decide to... Hey, we're talking about the Orthodox Jewish thing. Three couples that decide to join this very strict church. They want to become members, and they have a meeting, the three couples, with the minister, and he says, we have some very, very strict guidelines, and you don't follow them, you can't be in our church. And we start right off with a test that many people can't pass. And he explains to them that they got to go a month without sex to even start the whole process of getting in the church. Now, these three couples, one is a retired couple, one's a middle-aged couple, and one's a newlywed couple. So he tells them to go away, and they have to be honest about it. And he says, I'll trust you to tell the truth, and you come back and check in a month. And remember, no sex for a month. Well, a month goes by, and the three couples return. The retired couple meets with the minister. He said, well, how'd it go? And they said, well, you know, it wasn't too tough for us. We're older. We really don't have sex sometimes even once a month anyway, so we're good. We did it. He said, well, then go into that next room, and we'll go on with phase two of becoming a member of our church. And the second couple meets with the minister, and they're a middle-aged couple. He says, how did it go? And they said, well, it was pretty tough. First week wasn't so bad. Second week, tougher. Third week, the husband says, I almost slipped and gave in, but we made it. I'm happy to say we made it, and you have my word. And he made him swear on the Bible. We did not have sex for a month. He says, go down the hall, go in that room, and you're ready for phase two. The newlywed couple met with the minister. He said, well, how'd it go? And the husband, he says, we were fine until she, and he looks at his wife, dropped that can of paint. And the minister says, can of paint? What do you mean? He said, well, and this is the young couple. He said, she dropped a can of paint, like a paint that you, just a small can, like you do trim work on the doors and touch up with. And she bent over real fast to pick it up before it would have a chance to leak or anything. And she just bent over so fast, and her skirt kind of hiked up. And I couldn't stand it. I just took her. I took her right there. Lust, Reverend, lust took control of me. And the preacher says, well, I'm sorry, you're not welcome in the church. He says, well, we're not welcome in Home Depot either.
It's time to get a look at traffic right now. Let's go airborne and see what Tim Weiland sees. Tim?
All right, well, they cleared that accident in South County at Butler Hill near Kurth Road. We do have slow traffic on southbound 55 between Arsenal and Gasconade. Westbound 64, you start hitting the brakes right around Compton Grand through Van Deventer. Then it's slow again, the Science Center through McCausland, Dallas to Mason. Good out to the Boone Bridge, but then you're slow from 94 to just west of Highway K. Eastbound 64, slow from 141 through Mason, also between 170 and Big Bend, and then from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170, some slow pockets from Olive through 64. Southbound 270, you start slowing midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 70, the usual slow up. You're slow just a little bit west of Highway 270 to the Blanchett Bridge, and then west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for any time. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs like the Black Forest Ham plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you're thinking about Granite, listen up.
Granite Busters, the region's number one name in the industry, is making an unbeatable offer.
When you purchase 50 or more square feet of granite or quartz countertops, you get this.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free.
And the hidden costs that the other guys sneak in, a plumbing hookup, free.
Don't hesitate. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
Granite Busters has you covered.
Granite Busters now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the triple freebie summer sale at Granite Busters.
Don't delay. Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
A free sink, free edge upgrade, and a free plumbing hookup only at Granite Busters.
Sale offer applies to category B or higher granite only. New customers only. Quantities limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/31/2013.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937. 15-year fixed rate 3.25. APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-4075. That's 1-800-345-4075. 1-800-345-4075.
Check into Cash.
Hi, this is Lisa with Check into Cash. Loyal customers have trusted us for 20 years with their payday advance, and so can you. Get the extra cash you need now at Check into Cash. It's quick, easy, and confidential. Check into Cash, your one-stop money shop for 20 years. Visit checkintocash.com for the store nearest you. Restrictions apply. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive.
Get on down.
Check into Cash.
Can pet food really make a difference? The believers at Purina One Beyond say it can. It starts with natural ingredients like white meat chicken, ranch-raised lamb, or real salmon as the first ingredient. It goes beyond the bag with small steps for sustainability, like their packaging that's made from at least 92% renewable materials. And it comes full circle with their commitment to giving back to pets awaiting adoption. Learn more about the food that's positively good for your pet and the world you share at PurinaOne.com/simplicity.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Air veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Come on, get out of the way!
Tired of wasting time in rush hour traffic every night? Just relax. And build up your target shooting skills. Head to Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton for happy hour weekday nights from 4 to 6 p.m. Rental guns are free and 20% off ammunition to use on the range. So stop by, unwind, and practice the zen of target shooting.
Honey, you seem so relaxed.
I went to happy hour at Metro Shooting Supplies.
Limited time only. See range for details. BuyLearnShoot.com.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for anytime. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
All right, running a little behind today. That's my fault. I'll take the blame for that. We'll get it all caught up. We're going to check with Mike Evans. In Southern California, if you watch the news, you might have gotten the impression Palm Springs had just completely burned down. I love the way the news twists things. One of the network news people earlier today said, well, how unfortunate for the people in Palm Springs. Not in Palm Springs. Up in the mountains, there's a fire and some smoke or something. He's fine. His neighborhood's fine. His house is fine. It's just the news trying to over-sensationalize everything. He's Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. Here he is, not burned up and fine, Mike Evans, everybody.
All right, Dean. Hey, you know Alan, my buddy Alan?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know Alan.
No, I don't know him. I met him. I met a guy named Alan.
You said he looks like
I don't have a good memory.
Game show host.
Okay.
Alan.
Okay.
He actually lives up on the hill, and that fire's a mile from his house.
Yeah, but you're not.
Nah.
You know, they if you want, I'm
fine. Don't worry about me.
This newscaster's actual words were, "What a tragedy for the people in Palm Springs."
Yeah, it's not even close to Palm Springs.
What's
Why
up?
Did you do that, I wonder?
What's going on?
Oh. Pop quiz question, shall we?
Sure.
Get her done. There's a lot of good chess players in Hollywood. Name the name of the man that most believe is the best chess player in Hollywood. Nick Cage, Woody Harrelson, Will Smith. Answer in just a minute. Got a movie review for you. Red 2. Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, Anthony Hopkins, John Malkovich.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know what? The old CIA gang gets back together, the team, and they do a globe-trotting trip to try to find a stolen nuclear device. This is a funny movie. It's very well written. The acting is good. I liked it. PG-13. It's 2 hours long. 3 stars.
Okay.
Little Zimmerman news. George Zimmerman. I got about a dozen friends that I've known for many, many years that I've covered trials with. I first met at OJ. These guys are correspondents for networks, for television, for radio, for newspaper. They covered OJ. They covered McVeigh. They covered Kobe. They covered all the other big trials. The general consensus, I called them today. Try to get as many of them on the phone just to pick their brain. The general consensus is that there'll be no federal case filed against George Zimmerman because there is no, absolutely zero history of any racist behavior with Zimmerman.
I don't think there will be either.
They also say that they don't think there'll be a civil, every single one of them, there won't be a civil trial because if there is a civil trial where they try to get money out of George Zimmerman, first of all, he didn't have any money. Second of all of the bad news bears information about Trayvon is going to come out that was not allowed in the criminal trial.
Good.
The fact that he sold drugs. He used to brag about beating up white people. And there was also that text about selling some guns. Not going to make him look a bit good, this kid that they painted as such a sweetheart.
You want me to read the text to you? I didn't do this. I deliberately held off on this. Here's the text. This is the actual text because there were 150 text messages, and then they suppressed them. Okay, but when they got out, here's an actual text. One of his texts was this one. Text from Trayvon. 2 Glock 40s, bitch. You got 80 problems. That's one. You know what his text handle was? You remember his handle, his text name? I'm going to say it. His Twitter handle was No Limit Nigga. That was his Twitter handle. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
that's the stuff that'll come out.
These guys know more than I do, and you know more than I do on this case. They're saying this thing's just going to go away. They're not going to bring this thing back.
I hear.
Wow, that was his Twitter handle?
Yes, and that came out early on, and then I found a site they had where they'd saved all these texts. And by the way, it is legit. If you question it, do some digging, you'll find out. That was his Twitter handle. Talks about smoke. Here's one where he talks about smoking dope. He says, Finna, F-I-N-N-A, which I understand means I'm going to or I'm fixing to, finna smoke one with my dog Wayne, meaning I'm going to go smoke some dope with my friend Wayne. So all that, you're right, is going to come out, and I don't think the family wants it.
No, I don't think so, so there you go. Worst TV talk show I've ever seen. Worse than Roseanne Barr. Worse than Rosie O'Donnell.
That's impossible to be
worse. Worse than Chevy Chase. Worse than Russell Brand.
Oh, this must be really bad.
Kris Jenner.
Really?
Kris Jenner's talk show is absolutely hideous.
And see, I actually expected it to be pretty good, even though I can't stand that family.
Oh, just horrible.
Wow, good.
There will be a meeting tonight at the Fox studios to decide whether or not they will write out Corey Monteith's part completely or recast it.
Why not write in the drug use and send a message to the kids that watch that show?
I think that's a good idea, Franco. Franco, that's a good idea.
No, seriously. Why not?
I'm serious. I think it's a great idea.
Make that a powerful message. Here's why we don't have him in our Glee Club anymore.
Yeah, I agree. British Open starts tomorrow, and Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn are there together. I guess they're living together now.
I think so.
Yeah. 175 golfers. I like the British Open more than the Masters. I love the British Open. I got my money out of the 175 golfers. Graham McDowell, Tiger Woods, Lee Westwood, Graham McDowell, Zach Johnson, and who was my other one? Oh, Hunter Mahan.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans. It's Frank's fault.
Well, in that case, I'll say, and finally, the professional behavior, Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a really good chess player? Nick Cage, Woody Harrelson, or Will Smith?
I'll go Woody Harrelson.
Will Smith.
I will say Will Smith.
Answer is Nick Cage.
Oh. Nick Cage.
I got it.
I just barely made it. I got it, I think. Who'd you say, Peon?
Will Smith.
What'd you say, Dan?
I said Woody Harrelson.
Wow, we all screwed that up. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths. Home, thompsonprice.com. Let me send you to a furniture store. A furniture store you're going to really like. You'll like the way it's laid out. You'll like how easy it is to shop there. You'll like the fact that when you buy a bedroom, do you say suite or suit? I say bedroom suit.
Suit?
A suit.
Yeah, I say bedroom. But a bedroom suit.
Yeah, there
suit.
Is a bedroom suit. It is. Yeah. I think that's what it.
You've never heard that?
No.
I say suit, I think.
Let's call it bedroom package. Then everybody's happy.
Yeah, okay.
You get a bedroom package, and it even includes the bedspread and mattresses, and more mattresses. Before you go to one of these mattress places, Mattress Gorilla, Mattress King Kong, Mattress World, Mattress whatever, how about this? One of the largest Simmons mattress dealers in the state of Missouri, Ashley. About $6 million worth of mattresses a year they sell. They sell a lot of lamps. They sell a lot of everything. What your home needs is at Ashley because it is, I think, America's furniture. It's the kind of good, solid, affordable furniture that people are looking for that most families who are at regular families like. They don't want junk. They don't want to overpay. And they don't appreciate made-up sales, phony sales, sales that are concocted to make you think you're saving a lot of money. Guess what? You're saving a lot of money at Ashley because the sale price is already there all the time. All the time. Ashley Furniture Home Stores in Illinois, Edwardsville and Shiloh. This side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
And it's time for a look at traffic as we go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a couple late afternoon accidents. Just flew over one on northbound 170 just before Natural Bridge that has the two left lanes blocked. And traffic is backing up now to St. Charles Rock Road. This just happened. No police are on the scene yet. And another accident that just happened within the last couple of minutes is on southbound 270 north of Highway 44. The left lane is blocked there. Now 270 is still running slow from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, just a little slow as you go through Earth City Expressway. and then you're heavy again from 370 to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And it does look like eastbound 270 is all thinned out. No delays there. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone for any time. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs like the Black Forest ham plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank, banking on your future. Member FDIC.
I didn't think we'd get out this early. Hey, welcome to the world, Carson John Pinion. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Bye, Grandpa.
Yeah, right.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye,
Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.